The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn.
David Buick, market strategist at BGC Partners in London. David, welcome to the show.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning to you.
So I so much enjoyed your recent note about the LIBOR scandal, what it means for the City of London, what it really means for the UK. And I particularly want to start with your point that, you know, not all bankers are bad. You know, there's such an outcry against bankers, and I remind myself and our listeners for the last several years of financial crisis that there have been some really bad actors, but a lot of very honest, hardworking people also inhabit Wall Street and the city.
You know, in the UK, the financial services has been such an incredible contributor to the economy. We employ something like a million people, and out of that million people, I would be very surprised, right across the spectrum, if there were 300 bad apples. And therefore, to condemn the entire sector as rotten to the core, which our politicians over here love to do because they're politically expedient to do so, is insane for two reasons. First and foremost, if anybody thinks that there's going to be a recovery without the use of banks, they'd completely delude themselves. And secondly, and I don't think there's any shadow of any doubt about this, that if the political will is to smash banks into the ground, then there will be no lending, and we will dive into a vortex, not of recession, but of depression. And the sooner that the politicians get that through their thick, numpty skulls, the better it's going to be for everybody.
Well, David, just on the Bob Diamond issue and the Barclays
sure.
LIBOR issue, do you believe that Bob Diamond only just found out about this? And isn't this debate sort of being framed the wrong way anyway?
Well, three things. Bob Diamond, since 1996 until 2008, and his team at Barclays Capital made the most incredible contribution to the bottom line of Barclays Bank PLC, probably varying years from 40 to 60% of the profits. And that says a lot because Barclays, as a retail bank, was way behind the curve and was not really performing particularly well. I think also that the whole of Barclays Bank deserves some credit for managing to raise in 2008 £6 billion of capital from Qatar rather than have to go to the government cap in hand, which was already in the process of bailing out three banks. That is conveniently forgotten. People forget amnesia. What is unforgivable is one thing, is that 14 people within the framework of the Barclays network behaved disgracefully, and there is no excuse for that at all. And if Bob Diamond didn't know, and I have no reason to doubt his word until 2 months ago, the fact that this had taken place and that they had spent no less than $100 million in sorting out the LIBOR situation, then there's something wrong with the management structure at Barclays. That's all I can say.
Well,
between Bob Diamond and the shop floor, there has to have been a blockage somewhere, and I would like to know more about it.
Well, the emails are so damning, though. I mean, the traders openly collaborating within the firm with traders at others' firms so they could make more money for themselves, make more money for their clients. An email where someone says, tells his superior, I don't want to do this, but okay, I guess I will, because basically I'm being told to. This is shocking and abhorrent. And it's no wonder people are so angry at bankers now.
Yes, but it is shocking. But on the other side of the coin, and I think it's very, I have to very quickly admit that I'm not as au fait with the situation in New York or in the United States as regards LIBOR. But what I can tell you from the UK perspective is that LIBOR is an anachronism and hasn't worked since 2008. Why? Because there is no wholesale money market. There is no bank on living earth that will lend any one of each other a nickel for longer than a month through the wholesale money markets.
And yet there are still hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of securities being placed.
No, I know, but let me just finish this. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to say to you is, where is this fictitious libel? It's a complete and utter nonsense. And the regulatory bodies, the banks, should have absolutely stepped up to the plate 4 years ago and saying, guys, we're going to have to change this system because it's fiction.
What? Why didn't they do it?
No market.
Why didn't they do it years ago, David? Remember, this all blew up, and even Diamond himself referred to this. This all blew up right at the beginning of the US financial crisis.
Well, it blew up actually before that. It blew up in 2006.
Right, exactly. So how has it taken 6 years and, you know, serious misdoings?
Well, this is where I'm very, very mindful of being very angry with the regulatory bodies. They're happy to dish it out, but they don't take the criticism themselves. What I'm saying to you from my practical experience is LIBOR has been always, since Noah left the Ark, an inexact science. It doesn't work. You can say, right, we think we can pick up $100 million for 3 months, just say hypothetically, at this rate. My retort to you is, can you? And this applies to six banks, and some of the very small banks may not be able to pick up very much at all at the same rate. And it doesn't matter that if you're using six banks to get your average, your mean average for 3 months, or 14 banks if it's an enormous deal that is being priced. What I'm saying is it isn't based on fact. It's based on supposition and hope.
So, David,
that isn't good enough.
We're going to have you back soon. We've just got about 30 seconds or so left in this
conversation.
No, this is brilliant. That's why I say we're going to have you back. You, before Bob Diamond agreed to step down, you were saying it would be terrible for the bank if he did. Has this been a mistake to force him out?
I think Bob Diamond realizes that it's not. This has just been the catalyst. We've had problems in the UK with the selling of insurance, unnecessarily so, to a number of clients, with all the banks been guilty of over here. There's been issues over bonuses. There's been issues over taxation. There's been issues over the mis-selling of interest rate swaps. This is a litany of horror stories. And when your brand is damaged, Bob Diamond is a highly intelligent man, and I know he's absolutely crestfallen with what's happened. But the best thing he can do, just to quote his own phrase back to him, to help Barclays move on, is to go.
David Buick, we have to go, but you're coming back soon to the Hays Advantage. He's market strategist at BGC Partners in London, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
You can listen to the Hays Advantage weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.